أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Alhamdulillah, I can see Asa is coming in. You all may hear that prayer call there. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, the Preeta Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Big old hugs, hugs, tight now. Oh, hold me tight. Yes, yes. I'm squeezing you too, and I'm feeling you. And I thank you so kindly. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I'm not going to get excited, and you know I do. We are not, you know we're here. We're here. We learned that last week, didn't we? It is here for all of the months that we were working up to the ninth month on the Islamic calendar. The day is we're in the ninth month of the Ramadan of the Islamic calendar, which is Ramadan, and today is the sixth day of Ramadan. I'm so excited. You know, I know you all are too, and I pray a lot that your Ramadan is going great. You know, mine is, alhamdulillah. And it's, of course, March 16th on the Gregorian calendar. Ramadan Mubarak! Okay, alhamdulillah. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with good health and prosperity this year of 2024. Alhamdulillah. You know, I just have to, at least if I can't stop talking the whole prayer call, it's really touching, and I know you all are feeling that spirit, you know what I'm saying? And so I have to just listen there. Okay, so our motto for this 2024, as you know, is to, if you're experiencing any type of stress, which now, you know, Ramadan should help you not, but, you know, we are human. So if we're stressed or are stressing in any matter, our motto for the year is let it go. It's 2024. Utilizing the Quran and trust you, as you know, I can guarantee you, you'll be stress-free. Alhamdulillah. Tonight, now you know we're going to only be on for an hour, and we will, for the continuation of Ramadan, we will only be on for 1 hour. And tonight, I have an article enhancing and with some tips and enhancing our spiritual connection through the recitation of the Quran, because you know that we have part of the Ramadan is reading a 30th of the Quran every day. So that's like reciting it, the Quran every day. And this enhances our spiritual connection through our recitation of the Quran. And you know that it's going to be forever that we are establishing and strengthening our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the creator of his all creation and Al-Muqi, the sustainer, the one that takes care also of his creation that he created. It just makes you excited. It is exciting. It's exciting information. It's an exciting thought, you know. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a certain situation that he was saying in the Quran, that when we receive, it's okay for us to receive with good cheer, enthusiasm, and happiness. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So we will be reading that article. And as you already can see now, we've been reciting some Al Asma'ul Husna as we opened up. And inshallah, we're going to get to be able to go through at least another three or four Al Asma'ul Husna, which you know are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to be doing that. So without delay, and we're going to also, you know, always like to try to get in some hadith there. There's maybe be a couple I might be able to get into, inshallah. So with that said, welcome, and to you all here in the studio, to all of you out in AM360.org land, and we certainly do appreciate everyone being here. And with that, you're listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. Check this out. We ask you to sit tight. Keep sight. Don't start now. You know that means position. We will be right back, inshallah. I'm happy.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, and of course, everyone knows that voice. That is our Mathanila Abdullah, the executive director here at CWSC, Community Wide Shura Conference. And as you know, that this is the month of Ramadan, and we do continue during the month of Ramadan, have our Ramadan annual telethon, which we seek out support for the intelligentsias of CWSC. And, you know, you can go over to cwsc.us, that is us, and click on that blue donate button if you like, and make your contribution. You can make a one-time contribution, or if you like, you can make a recurring contribution. And all of the instructions will be there when you go to cwsc.us and press on that blue donate button. button. Alhamdulillah. Also, again, we'd like to remind those that are out in the AM360.org land, should you have questions or commentary you'd like to offer in reference to the program, you need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we could recognize that you do have something you want to share and give you that opportunity. We want to let you know you can go over to the join us on the 24-hour live podcast program and get that out at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And as we were saying earlier, visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. That is us. And that website has much information about the intelligentsia of CWSC. You can give us a tweet, give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let us get into our presentation this evening. And I'm going to start out. I wanted to read a couple of ayahs from the Quran in reference to this beautiful month of Ramadan. And we've welcomed it in now and been in here now for 5 or 6 days, some 5, some 6. And but we're here, alhamdulillah. And I know seasoned believers, that's when we've been here, we believers, we seasoned shahadas, we know it. A lot of information I may be disseminating, you are, you know, have been here and you know, you say, oh, I already know that, and that's fine. And we appreciate your kindness to be patient, because remember, we do have our new shahadas and new believers that are here in the studio and online. And we want to make sure that we share all the information we can to strengthen them in their new path of learning about Al-Islam and being a believer and has taken their shahada, alhamdulillah. So we're going to start our reading from the Quran this evening. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O you who believe, this is Surah 2, Ayat 183. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you. Isn't that wonderful? That you may learn what? Self-restraint. So fasting is for us, that we can learn self-restraint. We're going to also read Ayat 185 of Surah 2. Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Quran. Why? As a guide to mankind. Also clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. Isn't that wonderful? See what we talked about, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and he being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqit, the sustainer, the one that nourishes and takes care of his creation. See how he does it? Right here. He sends this information down in the month of Ramadan as a guide and clear signs that you will know for sure you're on the right path. For this is guidance, and it gives us guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So every one of you who is present at his home during that month should suspended in fasting. If we're home, get comfy, we're not on a journey or anything, then we should definitely be spending this time in fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he intends every facility for us. He does not want to put us to difficulties. How kind is that? How merciful is that? Oh, alhamdulillah. But he wants us to complete the prescribed period and to glorify him that he has guided us, and perchance we shall be grateful. And we are, Sadakala Elazim, Allah the Tremendous certainly has confirmed his truth to us. And we thank him so kindly. Okay, I know you're feeling it. I know you're feeling just what I'm feeling, alhamdulillah. Okay, now, as we continue our journey through this blessed month of Ramadan, we want to focus on our spiritual connection with Allah. You know, we're talking about our relationship, so we certainly want to enhance that and keep our focus on our spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the beautiful reciting of the Quran. We want to reflect on the importance of the Quranic recitation and explore ways to deepen our engagement with him, with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while establishing our relationship with him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during this sacred time. At this time, we will see beyond the world and the things that it has to offer and focus on the eternal reality, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, y'all, I'm trying my best. I'm really trying not to give you all of my expressions, but again, it's exciting, it's invigorating, it's inspiring, it's all of that, you know, alhamdulillah. The Quran is a source of guidance, mercy, and enlightenment for believers. And Ramadan provides us with the perfect opportunity to immerse ourselves in its teachings. Reciting the Quran with reflection, understanding, and sincerity allows us to draw closer to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gain spiritual nourishment for our souls. To further our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we increase our Quranic recitation to improve our understanding of its meanings and foster a profound connection with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, during this sacred month, Ramadan, but throughout our lives. We want to set a specific time, and this is mainly geared to the new Shahada, because, you know, we do understand that being new to the religion, to the faith, you've got to learn how to manage the responsibilities of the religion of Al-Islam. And, you know, it's many, and you'll begin to know them and learn them. But right now, what we're talking about, one of our responsibilities is in this month of Ramadan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want, and reading the Quran is part of our responsibility. So we want to set a specific time each day for reading the Quran. I prefer during the Fajr, which is where we get the quiet moments, either right before Fajr or right after Fajr, or before bedtime. But I'm going to tell you, it would be a good practice to get that reading in at the beginning of the day. Because, you know, we can get so busy. So much is going to be that we have responsibilities to. And so if we read the Quran, set that specific time, get it done, if we can, before we actually get into the day, then we'll be able to carry all that information and the blessings coming from that reading as we go through the day, you know. So we establish a consistent routine, and this will help make our Quran reading a regular part of our daily worship, even when it is not Ramadan. Remember to begin your recitation. Remember now, I know we seasoned Muslims, we know, but again, this is for our babies, our new brethren, our new shahadas. We want to remember to begin our reading by seeking refuge in Allah from the shaitan, the accursed, and then recite the opening verses of Surah Al-Fatiha with humility and concentration, mindful of the meanings and implications of each word. So you're going to be in it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be not only the words on the paper, we're going to actually put our whole selves into our reading, committing ourselves to this 1/30th that we have to read each day in the month of Ramadan. And when we commit ourselves to read it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. He will. Promise you. It might seem a little difficult at first, but if you just continue on and make it through your 30th, you know, and you don't have to read that whole 30th like all at one time, but I'm going to tell you, if you could just take out, and it only takes about an hour, I would say, to read a 30th. So if you just can commit to that 1 hour and read it straight through each day, focusing on the verses that resonate with you or the verses that address the topics of relevancy to your life or that are relevant at that point in time in your life, because it's going to talk to you like that. Reflect on the meanings of the verses and contemplate how you can apply their teachings in your daily life, as we also remind you in learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, which we know are the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a reminder, you know, with our learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, we will gain a seat in paradise. By learning Al-Asma ul-Husna and incorporating them, utilizing them in our daily life, we will receive our seat in paradise. Isn't that what we're working for? Yes, it is. Alhamdulillah. Also, we want to recite the Quran with care and enthusiasm, as I said earlier, because I'm telling you, when you get involved, when you get involved with your religion, when you get involved with Al-Islam in the reading of the Quran, the revelation, and learning all that we can learn in the religion, I'm telling you, you're gonna be so happy and excited. You know, you're reading there in the Quran, you'll come up on it where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's okay and we should receive with good cheer. Good cheer, you know, happiness, enthusiasm, we should do that. Because those words are going to inspire us. And so we should read the Quran with care and enthusiasm, paying close attention to what is being said, and striving to understand for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being sincere in it, you know, alhamdulillah. We want to, after completing our recitation of that reading, that 30th reading, we want to take a moment to make a dua. We want, you know, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our efforts and bless us with his guidance. And, you know, we just read as we come in from Surah 2, Ayat 135, that the Quran is a guidance. And we are accepting to be guided when we are reading and making our prayers. So we want to ask Allah to bless our efforts with guidance, with that guidance and understanding and spiritual enlightenment through his words, every one of them that we read. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And then we want to reflect on the recitation that we just read of the Quran. We want to take a few moments to reflect on our experience and the emotions and thoughts that arose during our reading, during our engagement with the Quran. Want to focus on it. And, you know, remember what we were feeling at that time. Remember what we were thinking, the thoughts that came to us. Because now, remember, when we are reading the Quran, these are the words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking about establishing our relationship with them. Great. This is the time for sure. So when the thoughts and feelings come upon us as we are reading, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that he has given us hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect. And I'm going to say that part what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to that as well. He says, and little thanks it is we give. I tell you, when I came up on that information, I was like, oh Allah, we apologize. I apologize for me, myself, and I, and everybody else, all of the believers, for us not showing the gratitude that we should have shown for him giving us such faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellectual components of our life. I was just, oh Allah, please have mercy and forgiveness on us. And you know he will. But when we ask for his mercy and his forgiveness for something, we want to make sure that we be diligent in remembering that we've asked forgiveness for not remembering and to remember, you know, alhamdulillah. And when we are engaging and reading from the Quran, the thoughts and the emotions that come, these are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our establishing the relationship with him. So we want to consider how we can deepen our connection with the Quran and increase our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Cherisher, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and Al-Muqit, the Sustainer of His creation. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We want to share our reflection and insights from our Quran reading with others. You know, share it. You done read it. You done took that time out. You done been obedient. You're getting blessings from that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us when he gives and shares knowledge and wisdom and understanding, it is a responsibility and a duty upon each of us as believers to share with others. So share your insights from your reading. Discuss your experiences and the spiritual benefits that you derive from engaging with the Quran, inspiring others to deepen their connection with the Quran, the Book of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, during Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, that He accepts our intentions, grant us the strength and guidance to make the most of this blessed month of Ramadan. And we say, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, Alhamdulillah. And just as a reminder too now, remember, as we journey through this blessed month of Ramadan, it's important that we ensure that we start our fast each day with a nutritious and balanced sahur to sustain us throughout the day. Alhamdulillah. With that, I'm going to move to Asma'ul Husna, as we know, of course, as Muslims, we believe in Allah in accordance and agreement with His beautiful names, which is Al-Asma'ul Husna, and His beautiful attributes. And there's nothing more sacred, I should say, and blessed in understanding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Living by them, we come to properly worship Allah with His beautiful names and love Him and fear Him properly. Al-Qadir, the Almighty. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So we're going to go and we're going to, as I said to you earlier, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace of Allah be upon him, he said to us, whoever memorizes these names and embraces these qualities in these names, will, he didn't say might, probably, well, let's think about it. He said, will enter paradise. And this is related by Al-Bukhari, and this is a sacred hadith. So I'm going to, last week we started with the first three of the attributes, and I'm just going to just go briefly over those. Alhamdulillah. And you know that our rock man, Allah is He, our rock man, most gracious, most compassionate. And He is Al-Rahim, the most merciful. He is Al-Malik, the sovereign, the most holy. He is Al-Malik, the sovereign. He is Al-Qudus, the most holy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, and if we can give a little bit, we will, but you know, we're only here for 1 hour. So I just wanted to give you a little bit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Al-Qudus, the most holy, has said, whatever is in the heavens and on earth declares the glory of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King, the Holy, the Most Holy, and that is what Al-Qudus. He is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qudus, the Most Holy. And you'll find that in the Quran, Surah 62, Ayat 1. And I know you have your pen and paper where you're writing this information down, and you can go back. You can go back up on it. Okay. We're going to go on to the next beautiful name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's As-Salam, and that is Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Salam, the bestower of peace. Now, we're just going to go through the names right now because we have been through a lot of more information on each of the attributes. But for the sake of time, we're just going to call out as many of them as we can. So we got As-Salam, the bestower of peace. Allah highly glorified as He is the bestower of peace. We're going to go to Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, O you who believe, enter into peace, one and all. And that's only the peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. And if they incline, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to peace, do incline to it too, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, that's Quran, Surah 8, Ayat 61. We're going to go on further. Al-Muhaymin. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see here. Okay, let me just check here. Okay, we're going to go. Oh, I'm going to have to get that straightened out. Al-Mu'min, Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Mu'min, the giver, the grantor of peace and security. He is Al-Muhaymin, the protector. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 23, He is Allah, besides whom there is no other God, the King, the Holy One, who grants peace, the One who grants security, the Guardian over all, the Mighty, the Supreme, the One who possesses greatness. Glory to Allah. From whatever they set up with Him, He is much better than that. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to move along. We're going to go with Al-Aziz. Allah highly glorified is He. It's Al-Aziz, the Mighty. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and to Him belongs greatness in the heavens and in the earth, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. And you'll find that in Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 37. I know it's totally exciting. Okay, we're going to do one more here. Because I had a couple of hadith that I wanted to give because, you see, I'm just trying to get it all. But all of this that we're doing now is establishing and strengthening our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and Al-Muqit, the Sustainer, the Nourisher of His creation. And finally, for the Al-Asma that we're going, and we're going to stop right here. We're going to go, that's Al-Jabbar, Al-Jabbar, because it's a A-L, capital A-L-J-A-B-B. So you can do Jabbar or Jabbar, the compeller. Allah highly glorified as He is the one to compel. He is Al-Jabbar, the compeller. And He has said in the Quran that Allah, beside whom there is no other God, the Sovereign, the Holy, the source of peace and perfection, the guardian of faith, the preserver of safety, the one exalted in might, the irresistible, the supreme. Glory to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he above the partners they attribute to him. And you read Quran 59:23 and get that information. Alhamdulillah. We're going to stop right there. And what I want to do quickly right here, I'm going to put here, where are we at? 3/6. And I'm going to put, thank you so kindly, alhamdulillah. So with that, we're going to move on because we have just a couple, about 15 minutes here left. And you know, if you have any questions, any comments, you're welcome to press 1, and we'll certainly recognize that you do. We do have a hand up. I love you very dearly. Give me one moment here. Give me one moment. I'm going to just quickly read this hadith. Yes, the hadith I wanted to share. I'm pretty sure this is it. Right? Yeah, here it is right here. Today's beautiful hadith is about Ramadan. It was narrated from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and the hope of reward will be forgiven his previous sins. And this is related by Sunan Ibn Majah, Book 7, Hadith 17:10. And did you know, this is the reflection on this, Ramadan is finally here. Did you know every single good deed in this month is multiplied? So try to increase your good deeds, sadaqah and charity in this month, and look for opportunities to do more. It's time to reflect. Alhamdulillah for all our blessings. And truly show gratitude in this blessed month to our Creator. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, for all that we have. Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to go and take our caller. And we have 314-833. This is our dear brother, Mark Shaheed. It's such a gem. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum, brother Mark, and welcome. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam, and Ramadan Mubarak to you, the priest of Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience, AM 360. Want to extend the greetings of peace and a blessed Ramadan to them. And it is Mark Shaheed out of the STL, the gateway city of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. And just sitting here and just listening and smiling, listening to you in your learning lab in terms of our relationship that we should have with Allah and the type of spirit that we should have in this blessed month of Ramadan. I concur with you that for me, early in the morning, of course, I'm not able to read, but I listen and listen in on group reading and everything and commentary that's made by others and everything. It's such a rewarding experience. You know, while we're fasting and abstaining from the natural things and maybe some things that over a period of a year's time, sometimes you can get into bad habits of doing certain things. But, you know, fasting in the month of Ramadan brings a consciousness back to you, where it's an inward garden consciousness where you become more consciously aware. And I think it because Not only are you fasting to get closer to God's will, get closer to God's will. You know, that's why it is said, and the prophet revealed in Hadith Qudsi, that fasting is for me. Fasting is for me. There's different types of fast, but this is a very unique fast. And let's not get it twisted. It's not for the benefit of Allah. It is fasting is for me in terms of getting closer to Allah's will, what he has for the human creation. So this is definitely a prescription for any and all illness and disease that we may have and all. This has been a beautiful Ramadan thus far and all, but it seems like in the morning is the best time to read Al-Quran or to listen to Al-Quran or even to have that conversation, either like you said before, Salatul Fajr, or right after Salatul Fajr. You know, you just seem to be just really amped up and everything. And really the obedience, returning to the obedient nature that the baby comes here with, being in accord with the rest of the creation as it displays obedience in terms of the will that God has for it, and trying to the best of your ability to perform in that role that Allah has given to the human being as Khalifa to Ark. You know, that's beautiful. And those beautiful names, Al-Asma, Usna, in terms of those names and their significance, you know, Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim, as Imam, I love what Imam Muhammad gives to us, the most merciful benefactor, and that we're the recipients. You know, we're the beneficiary of Allah being the most merciful benefactor, because he gives us every and all the things that we need that we don't even have to ask for. Just think about that. We're the beneficiaries of that. And then when we lose our way, become unconscious, slip in our life, become unconscious, Allah becomes Al-Rahim, the most merciful redeemer. And he redeems us through his word of revelation. This is how he always have redeemed the human creation. The insights of Imam Muhammad, I don't know anyone that gives the insights like Imam Waruddin Muhammad has given to us. We thank Allah for him. You know, when Imam Muhammad transitioned in the year 2008, he transitioned in the month of Ramadan, the first week in the month of Ramadan, you know. So may Allah bless him with a high station in the paradise, all the great work that he did as a servant and all. So we should remember these names. And you brought up Al-Qudus. I often say that, you know, at the end of a dua, when I'm making dua and thanking Allah, you know, and asking for Allah's guidance as I go on my productions, and I say it in the name of Al-Qudus, the most holy one, you know, the holy one, Al-Qudus, and As-Salam. You know, we're saying As-Salamu Alaikum all the time, and we're never thinking, I know they say restoring the peace. Well, Allah is the source of peace, the peace that we can't get anywhere else but from the one that is the source of peace. And he's put that in the natural creation too. We don't see chaos in Allah's natural world, his natural creation that he created. But Imam Muhammad said, you know, the priest of Hadi, this is a sign for how man is construct human society. Imam Muhammad said, when you look up into the heavens at night, you look up and you say, what do you see? He said, you see peace, you see order, and you see beauty. Peace, order, and beauty. Wouldn't that be beautiful that what we see up in the sky, that we can have a realization, a manifestation of that here, right here on earth, peace, order, and beauty. So alhamdulillah, I'm not going to hold you. I know you got a time frame that you're trying to meet, but I've been remiss if I hadn't called in, just commend you on always doing an excellent job. And, you know, I get invigorated, and I'm most certainly not a new Shahada, unless a new Shahada can be 56 going on 57 years in this way of life. But I can tell you one thing that I share with the new Shahada. So if you new Shahadas are listening, here's something from a seasoned Shahada. I love the priest of Hadi phrase in terms of a seasoned Shahada. I tell you something that I share in common with a new Shahada. I have the same enthusiasm, as I did when I first came to this way of life. So we have that in common. I have that in common with the new Shahadas. I have the same enthusiasm for learning this deen, this religion, as I did when I first came in, and to know, you understand, and understand it, and to strive to the best of my ability to apply it in my own personal life and try to convey the message to others. That's the obligation that we all have. And Allah is blessing you to be able to do that here on AM360 on the Al-Islam In Focus Learning Lab. Thank you, my dear sister, and may Allah continue to bless you and us always. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Well, thank you, my salam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed, and the same as Ramadan Mubarak to you as well. But before you leave, if you don't mind, if you could share with our audience, you are on our sister station, IWDM Radio. If you could just share the nights that you're on and your programs and the time, I appreciate it kindly.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much for the opportunity to do that. So we're on the Ramadan schedule, just like our beloved sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, is here on the sister station, AM360. So on Wednesday night, we have the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shaheed, and Rashid Salam sitting in for Dr. Patricia Slaudeen while she's there in Medina with Ramadan there with her daughter and son-in-law. And that's on the Ramadan schedule. It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Did I say a.m.? I meant p.m., not that early in the morning. 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. And the MGM Roundtable won't be aired during the month of Ramadan on Wednesday. Actually, it's going to be on Saturday. But Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And that's on the Ramadan schedule with our very distinguished co-host, Khalila Akbar, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And it happens on Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And the MGM Roundtable, which is a Muslim Global Message Roundtable, only for the month of Ramadan, it has been moved to Saturday, right after the Muslim Book Reading Club. And that comes on at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, each and every Saturday, only in the month of Ramadan. And the call-in number to tune in and check out the Learning Labs and also the MGM Roundtable is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And you can press 1. We love to entertain your questions or comments that you may have for us. Thank you so much, my dear sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, and keep up the great work here on AM360 And may Allah continue to bless you and us with a blessed Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark, and Ramadan Mubarak to you, and thank you so kindly.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, everyone, that is it, and we've come to the end of our program today because, you know, we're only here for 1 hour, and I want to thank your presence here. I've enjoyed you immensely. All right, out there on AM360.org land, you know I'm talking to you as well. I appreciate you all being here, here in the studio and at AM360.org land. And inshallah, you know this is the month of Ramadan, and we're starting our time. It's normally 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., but we are on the Ramadan schedule so that we can get out of the way for iftars and doing our Tarawih prayers and this nature. So with that, we're going to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the homeless, those that are homeless and being displaced with their families and hunger. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices them and blesses them, and he will when they ask, and we ask for them as well. He does answer them, but we're going to put out the dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and suffice them and bring their families to whole and at peace and quietness and comfort and a home to live in. He said he found them in need, and he gave them shelter and care. So, and he says that to us in the Quran. We want to pray also, and to that we say, I mean, we want to make a dua for those who are ill, have been discovered some disease that they've been diagnosed with. You know, diseases, it's no problem for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can heal all diseases, any ailment that one would have. So we pray a dua for them that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will heal them and restore them their health that they have never. And you know, he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'id, the restorer. So it lets you know right there, he can restore and will restore them back to good health as though that they never even had that illness. And to that we say, we pray and we say, I mean. We thank Allah, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our loved ones that he has returned to himself by his will. His will, he has returned them. And we pray that his will give them mercy and forgiveness upon their souls and grant them with his paradise. And we pray for us as well, that because we all will return at Allah's will when that time comes, and we pray for his mercy and forgiveness upon all of our souls and the blessings of his paradise. And to that we say, I mean, and that he will give us of the loved ones that they have left behind and friends and family, that Allah, highly glorified as he, will give us peace and patience as we endure that our loved one has returned by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. And to that we say, I mean, may Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week, Juma Mubarak, and for sure a continued Ramadan Mubarak. We greeted you with hugs and love as we came in, and we're going to do the same as we're going out. We go hugs and love to you, and inshallah, we will all be blessed with a good night rest and a blessed rising to continue this beautiful month of Ramadan. And to that we say, Ameen. We're going to go out with our dear sister, Suat Alameen, which is, she is a sister in in this community of Imam Debbie Dean Muhammad. He is Muslim, and I tell you, she's a beautiful young lady. I had the opportunity of meeting her at a convention that was held there in Chicago. And so we're going to go out with this beautiful, what's she at? Where is it at? Right here. Oh, here we go, right here. Song, Suad El Amin, Ramadan. You know this is my favorite. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Ramadan Mubarak. Hugs and love to you. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop it. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, stop. Okay, here it is right here.